Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome to The Back Brief, where we talk about the veteran news of the week you might have missed. I'm Rod Rodriguez. This week at ConnectingVets.com, billions more for VA in next emergency coronavirus spending package. VA wants to pause the Mission Act for 90 days over coronavirus. No, those Humvee convoys are not coming to force you into quarantine. How veterans can embrace the suck during social isolation. Texas is pausing to remember the nation's Medal of Honor recipients. This is the Back Brief for the week of March 27th, 2020. From reporter Abby Bennett, billions more for VA in next emergency coronavirus spending package. 1 month after Department of Veterans Affairs Secretary Robert Wilkie declined additional cash from Congress for coronavirus response, nearly $20 billion could be headed VA's way as part of lawmakers' next emergency spending package. Senate staff told Connecting Vets the new funding package for VA includes about $19.7 billion for medical, IT, and other department needs. That total includes $14.4 billion for healthcare services both at VA facilities and through telehealth, including purchasing more equipment and supplies, testing kits, and personal protective equipment. $2.1 billion to meet the increased demand for care in the community through the Mission Act, $100 million for VHA 24-hour emergency management, and $606 million for medical facilities. More details on the new funding package are available at ConnectingVets.com. The link for this story is in the show notes. From reporter Abby Bennett, VA wants to pause the Mission Act for 90 days over coronavirus. The Department of Veterans Affairs wants to pause their part of the Mission Act, a measure that expanded veterans' access to community care over COVID-19 concerns. Specifically, VA floated a plan to members of Congress this week to slow or limit non-urgent medical referrals to community care providers to prevent further risk of infection, calling it a strategic pause. Quote, completing non-urgent and routine healthcare appointments to meet access standards puts veterans at risk of contracting COVID-19 and also uses valuable healthcare resources that need to be conserved to respond to COVID-19. This is true for both VA and community healthcare providers, according to a communication from VA to Congress obtained by Connecting Vets. Quote, VHA thus proposes a temporary strategic pause in the Mission Act access standards for 90 days, or until the soonest possible time that routine care may safely resume. Enforcement of the access standards will resume when routine care resumes. From reporter Elizabeth Howe. No, those Humvee convoys are not coming to force you into quarantine. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper and National Guard Bureau Chief General Joseph Lingiel have both been asked repeatedly over the past weeks whether or not members of the National Guard would be mobilized in a law enforcement capacity to enforce shelter-in-place or quarantine measures. The answer has remained the same. No. Quote, to dispel rumors, there is no discussion, no plan to use National Guard in Title 32 or state active duty status, or in any other status to do quarantine or enforce shelter-in-place operations, Lingiel said at a Pentagon press briefing Tuesday afternoon. We can be federally funded under state control and do law enforcement as a mission set if our governors and communities need us to. But once again, there is no plan to use the National Guard in any large-scale lockdown capacity in the United States of America. So why the repeated questions and concerns? Lingiel partially blames social media. Quote, I've seen people portray video clippings of trains with Humvees and equipment rolling down the railway tracks, making comments that this was the mobilization of the National Guard to move into big cities and quarantine the places, Lingiel said. It's just not true. From reporter Jack Murphy. How veterans can embrace the suck during social isolation. State and local governments have asked us all to practice social distancing in order to stop the spread of the coronavirus. By making a small sacrifice and staying at home for a short period of time, the number of infected can be drastically reduced. In the meantime, millions of Americans are struggling with an unfamiliar level of social isolation. I consider myself a bit of a social distancing champion, virus or not, and thought I might lay a few ideas on you. One thing about veterans that gives us a leg up right now is that we've been deployed for long stretches of time, always from the things we are familiar with. I would like to think this helps us manage some of the anxiety as we can embrace the suck until things go back to normal. To read about all the ways you can conquer the suck of social isolation, click on the link to this article in the show notes or go to connectingvets.com. From reporter Julia Ladeau, Texas is pausing to remember the nation's Medal of Honor recipients. Wednesday was National Medal of Honor Day, and 33 cities across Texas issued proclamations to establish a moment of honor at 3:25 Central Standard Time to recognize the nation's Medal of Honor recipients. The first moment of honor was organized by the National Medal of Honor Museum Foundation. Quote, "We are incredibly proud to have 33 partners across Texas join us for this inaugural moment of honor to give thanks to Medal of Honor recipients and reflect on the uniquely American values they represent," Joe Daniels, the foundation's president and CEO, told NBC5 in Dallas-Fort Worth. The Medal of Honor is the nation's highest and most prestigious military honor. It has been awarded to more than 3,500 since the first medal was presented in 1863. Arlington, Texas Mayor Jeff Williams issued a proclamation on behalf of his city, which is the site of the future National Medal of Honor Museum. Quote, "These heroes gave so much to protect our nation, and we are committed to preserving their stories for all to honor and learn from," Daniel said. Don't forget to like, listen, share, and subscribe to The Back Brief so that you don't miss a minute of the news that matters to you. All of the stories featured on this episode are available at connectingvets.com. And while you're there, check out our other podcast, Vet Story. This March, we're launching a whole new season of real stories from real vets. Go to connectingvets.com and get connected today. I'm Rod Rodriguez. I'll see you at the next episode of The Back Brief.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.